This is Phil Ferrand, and I am already driving home. This is not going to be very good in terms of audio. I'm already driving because I've been talking for 5 minutes. And then Jesus just reminded me I should look and make sure it was still running, and it wasn't. So I'm going to very gently lay this down here again and hope that it doesn't shut off on me. I don't recall this shutting off until I told it to shut off. I'm actually using the recorder on my phone today because I messed up. I knew I was coming in this morning, but it didn't click that I should record the podcast as I'm driving home. And in fact, I decided to make an extra loop because we do have 17 of the 50 some odd people who worked in IT are not going to glue. So we're still in the mix of this outside company subsuming the whole IT department at headquarters. And I'm going to check one more time to make sure this is still running. Okay, it is still running still. Okay, so we're just going to leave it there and hopefully it'll keep running. So interesting times. But I just had related a whole story about Jesus talking, and I'm going to relate it again because I think it's important. As I have moved through life, people have attributed to me certain characteristics that, frankly, I'm not sure that I have in terms of kindness and discipline and intelligence and wisdom and all those things. What I do have is an awareness of his voice and a practiced ability to respond to that. I'm not 100%. No one is ever 100%. But every time I have a whole series of things in a row where Jesus is nudging me, it reminds me again that I may not be 100%, but I'm doing okay. Every day, he calls me by name and he leads me out. And that's a marvelous, marvelous thing. So I went to breakfast with a friend. I thought, oh, I'll just swing by headquarters because some of the people that I've known for decades will be leaving in a couple of weeks. I wasn't really sure what my schedule was going to look like, so I thought, I'll just swing in and say hello, and then I've got some extra stuff, knickknacks and things I think I left there. And so as I was going, I got a message on Teams that I didn't realize at the time was from yesterday, and it was from my team lead, and he was saying, hey, I'm leaving the building now. Is anybody else? Sorry, I keep hitting the windshield. Is anybody else, you know, here in the building? And I had responded. I said, I'm going to be there in just a few minutes, and then people said, that was from yesterday. And I said, I'm going to pick up all my knickknacks and all that kind of stuff, And my boss said, well, it's already walled off with the construction, so you won't be able to get to it. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I decided I wasn't going to go. And I'll just go later. So I went into a roundabout to turn around and go home. And Jesus said, no, you should just go. You're almost there. You're almost there. Just go. And I thought, well, okay, I'll go. So got in, got across, and I knew the database administrators, both of whom are leaving, I knew they had moved across the hall, and so I ducked in to go ahead and see them after confirming that, in fact, the place where I wanted to go investigate for my stuff was walled off with plastic sheeting because they're going to be doing asbestos removal in there. So I was like, well, okay, I will do that later. And so then I tucked into a little circle of offices that were in there, and I was walking past one of the guys who worked with the DBAs, and he isn't leaving, so I wasn't going to necessarily talk to him, but then Jesus said, no, you should talk to him. Okay, so I popped my head in the door and said, hey, and, you know, we chit-chatted for a little bit. I said, yeah, I'm just in to get my stuff, but they've got it all walled off there, so I'll have to come back later. And he said, oh, I can help you out with that. And I said, okay. And so then he walked over and he said, yeah, he said, they've got this walled off, but they haven't started removing the asbestos yet, so we can still go in and out. So he just, you know, unzipped it, and we went into the forbidden corridor. And then there was a conference room in there where we had stashed all our stuff, I thought. But the door's locked. And I said, oh, the door's locked. And he said, oh, that's okay. I've got the keys. Hey! Making a path. We're making a path. So then I got in there, looked all around, could not find my stuff. So then I was like, well, okay. But at least I knew I was supposed to talk to him. And it gave us a chance to chit-chat a little more and talk about it. And so that's always good. And so then as I was getting ready to make it through the circuit there of offices, did I do that before or after? I think it was before. I saw the door to our old offices. And so I thought, oh, I'll just duck in there for a minute. Maybe I left my stuff just up against a wall in the old offices. And so, because I couldn't remember. So I ducked my head in there. Nope, it wasn't there. As I was turning around, though, a little heater caught my eye, and I knew I had bought that heater, and it had my name on it, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, and then I looked at a bookcase, and then it was like, right, Jesus, right, right. I took this bookcase out and nudged it against the wall, because they said we could store stuff here. So I found all my stuff, and then I needed a box, and there were no boxes, and so... And as I came out, I saw my buddy again, who's the beta reader. I said, would you happen to know where there's a box? He said, I think there's a box in here. And so then he got me a box, and then ta-da! So then I got all my stuff. And I did go around and say goodbye to the people that were leaving in there. And then as I was exiting the building, I was getting ready to walk by some of the offices for some of the systems people, you know, the network people and the imaging people and the, you know, more systems oriented networking people. And I thought, you know, you should just go in. So went in, wished them all well, chatted with a couple just for a moment. But all of that came about as the result of those little whispers. It's like, I'm doing this. No, you really need to do this. Right, I need to do this. You know, and that quality of life where you hear and you know that you hear and that you know that you hear from him, that's a marvelous thing. It's just an absolutely marvelous thing. So, you know, it was good to do. I'm glad I did it. And then I wasn't going to record the podcast. And then Jesus said, no, just do it on your phone. I was like, okay, I'll do it on my phone. So I apologize for the audio. And I'm going to check just one more time. See if it's still running. Yes, it's still running. Okay. Anyway, so I am kind of babying my car along a little bit at this point. Because... my transition has started slipping and not shifting, and this car did that back in like 2021, I think. And I actually repaired the transmission on this old car because it was far cheaper to spend $2,200 repairing the transmission on this than trying to buy a used car. Used car prices were just insane, and they are still insane. So I'm trying to kind of baby this car along until the Cybercab comes out. That's supposed to be at the end of this year. I don't know that I'll be able to make this car last this long, but I told my daughter they have an extra car, and I said, I'm going to drive this car until the wheels fall off. And she just laughed. So it hasn't stranded me yet. A couple of weeks ago, I think I mentioned that I was driving my grandson home and it would not shift out of third. So I had to put it into third manually and then pop it into drive, and then it would be okay. So we're on an adventure with the car, and we'll just see how this all works out. I do have the book landed. So yay. Got that done, and I do have my read-through done. So I'm ready to start laying it out and get a cover put together. And, you know, there again, I just have the vaguest of ideas of what we're going to do for a cover. But I really have no doubt of how this is going to go. I'm going to lay out the book. I'm going to get it all ready to go so I know how wide the spine is. And then at that point, I'm going to sit down and Jesus is going to start working with me and he's going to help me. And we're going to get the book done. That's how it's going to go. I mean, I just had a situation last night where I had a large needle, a larger needle, because it's National Button Week. That's what we're celebrating on Friday. And I made that button costume 3-4 years ago now, and so some of the buttons were falling off and yada yada. So I knew I needed to do some repair work, so I got a large needle with a large head on it so that it was easier to see. And I was working last night repairing and sewing buttons where they had popped off and repairing buttons that looked like they were getting about ready to fall off and doing all that. And towards the end of it, I had the needle stuck into my sweatpants so that I knew where it was so I didn't misplace it. And I went to grab it and I pulled it off and it flicked just as it was coming out and flipped out of my fingers and just disappeared. I mean, it just... And I was like, and I looked and looked and looked, couldn't find it. But it was getting about 8 o'clock, and now that's when I kind of go downstairs and do a little sauna thing. And so I just told myself, you know what? You're going to look for it tomorrow. You're going to pray. Jesus is going to help you. You're going to find it. So I got up first thing this morning and turned all the lights on in the living room. I really felt like Jesus was saying, okay, let's see if we can find that needle. And so I just started very methodically, carefully looking, getting that kind of hotter, colder thing that he does where it's like, yep, you're getting closer. And sure enough, there it was. And the reason it was so hard to see is that apparently when it fell down, slipped down in between the couch, and then when I rustled things, it fell down through, but when it fell, it ended up sticking straight into the carpet, so it was standing vertically in the carpet. And finally I saw it. I was like, there it is. Okay, so then I finished up. I think I've got all of the repairs done. I've got to throw on the bodysuit tonight just one more time to make sure that everything looks okay. But again, it's just the kindness of God and the gentleness and the help. It's just amazing. Everything's going fine with costumes. I'm trying to find pieces for the Talk Like Yoda Day, because what I'm going to do, I think I've mentioned this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a Yoda costume, but it's going to be Yoda-sized. So that it only comes down to about my waist, and then I'm just gonna wear black athletic wear underneath it. But get Yoda hands, Yoda feet, and then get a quasi terrible Yoda mask. I may just do like a Yoda hat, you know, because I don't want it to be very good. Because I want it to, you know, kind of look a little not so great. And I want somebody to make the comment, well, you're a little tall for Yoda, because the costume is only going to kind of hit me at my waist. So I want somebody to make that comment. And if they don't, I'll work it into the conversation. But then the bit is that I'm just going to go ahead and collapse down, you know, all the way to put my butt on my ankles, because I can still do that. Whoa, got a little too close here. I'm still able to do that because I grew up in the Philippines and I never unlearned how to do that. So I'm just going to, you know, drop all the way down and then throw the costume over my knees so that I'll be Yoda-sized. And yeah, so we'll call that Yoda-sizing. As opposed to exercising. Anyways, so that's kind of the plan for that. And it's just going to be a quick knockoff. It's May the 21st, because that's when the Empire... And my phone just cut out. So that's when Empire the Strikes Back The Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back came out. And so that's fun. So we'll do that. And then, of course, the next week, the 22nd, actually, the next day is going to be Goth Day. So I've really got to get started on the Visigoth costume and get that. But it'll be fine. Everything will be fine. All is well. God is good. He's present with us. He's whispering to us. He guides us every day. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So I just picked up my phone because I had this little thought, you better check and make sure that's still running. And it had just cut out. So that's why there was an edit here. But God is good. Have a great weekend, everyone.